I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Now we've got our tech guru, Mario Armstrong, to fill us in on the news of the week, including a spat between the venerable Associated Press and bloggers, Yahoo's attempt to boost its strength in the area of webmail, and the news that 5 million songs have now been downloaded through iTunes. Mario, it's always great to have you on.
Hey, Farai. Glad to be here.
So the blogosphere flamed out last week after the AP lawyers blasted something called the Drudge Retort for its use of AP material. Since this is all a tongue twister for me, maybe you can explain it.
You know, here's the deal, right? AP is basically saying, and I think this is bigger than just the AP. I almost think that this is a sense of the feeling of traditional media, is that they basically view bloggers as freeloaders. That's essentially what they were kind of saying here. What they did is they handed down a really strong-handed move of a statement that basically said, look, we are threatening you and we will use the power of litigation if you quote material from the AP news source into your own blogs. And that's at the heart of the matter, why this old media versus new media battle isn't on everyone's minds right now.
What about that whole idea of fair use? Did this fall under fair use?
Yeah, that's been the blogger's position. The blogger's position that says, hey, this is in the parameters of fair use, which, you know, fair use allows other people to copyright, other people to, quote, copyrighted material, right? I mean, authors can do it. University researchers can do it. So they're saying, hey, we do the same thing. All we do as bloggers, that is contribute to a deeper two-way conversation that then happens online. Your article comes out or your news comes out. We take a snippet of that and start a discussion. And also what we do, what most bloggers say that they do as well, is drive traffic back to the AP or back to the news source where that snippet came from. So they feel that they're totally in the right of fair use.
There's been a little bit of a group hug, hasn't there? How have these guys worked it out?
Well, you know, there has been this little bit of a group up. And I do want to give AP some credit for actually recognizing that. I think this was a good thing that they actually came a little heavy handed, although I do think that they should have learned from the Recording Industry of America, Association of America, and others. But they have come back together, talked about this and said, hey, look, we need to figure out ways that this doesn't jeopardize our business. AP's business, for those that don't know, they have paid members, news sources to the tune of about 1500 daily papers pay for that service. So they're absolutely right in wanting to protect their intellectual property, especially if bloggers are copying and pasting a whole AP article and then making that seem like that's their material and then selling ads around that, that should be illegal. So they have made a group hug. They are working more around this. And I think things have relaxed a little bit since the fury started.
All right, let's turn to Yahoo, which is it has been fighting off Microsoft. Microsoft was courting it rather aggressively, but it's now got this deal to get revenue from Google Ads. And so explain to us how their mail system is being upgraded and how that relates to this whole Google Ads situation.
Yeah, this is an interesting scenario what we find ourselves in. So what they've launched is a ymail.com is the name of their new email address domains. That's what they're creating. I'll break this down real quickly. What it is they have two. They have now what's called Ymail and Rocket Mail. And what they're doing is they're basically trying to allow legacy users of Yahoo email and new users of Yahoo to get your own name at ymail.com or at rocketmail.com. Because right now, many people, you've probably seen this before, Farai, where you have like, Mario Armstrong 1984 5B at yahoo.com. And you're like, yeah. No one's going to remember that email address. So this is a play to get them to let their user base know, hey, we understand email is important. We want you to be able to have your name at a specific domain.com, in this case, Ymail or Rocketmail. And this will also allow Yahoo to reach out to new people because they use these email services as ways to put more advertising out there to their email subscribers.
Now, Ymail sounds suspiciously like Gmail.
I mean, you bring up a great point. I mean, Google launched their email service called Gmail, and it was well received initially by the tech community, and then it grew out of that. But what was different was the way email operated. They actually changed how you interfaced with email, which was different. And so now you have Ymail, and it's like, okay, so let me have one too. I could come up with Mario Mail, right, or M Mail. So it doesn't seem like there's some real creativity that's lacking there. So that does show a little bit of a sign of desperation person, I think. On top of that, you know, they make a lot of money through, and I mentioned this, these ad sales. And you brought this up with the whole Google Yahoo deal. What they're trying to do is keep the number one, which is Google, and the number two, Yahoo, ad sales on the internet companies come together to work for paid search so that Yahoo could use Google and Google could use Yahoo. And so there's a lot of skepticism right now as to whether or not this is fair. And is this, you know, some antitrust issues here? And will this ultimately hurt competition and hurt consumers?
All right. I want to have a little bit of a chat about this. Apple, iTunes, 5 billion songs sold. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. It's a lot of songs. I'm responsible for some, but, you know,
you're right.
Nowhere
not that
near.
Many, right?
I didn't get to my first billion yet. So
how many songs do you think you have on your MP3 player, roughly?
Oh, gosh.
Do you have over 1,000?
I can tell you in gigabytes. I have 40 gigabytes of music.
40 gigabytes. Okay, so you're doing pretty good. I mean, the average person actually carries around 1,700 songs. I had no idea. I don't carry that many songs with me.
Yeah.
So they launched this back in 2003. I don't know how, you know, we in internet time, you start to forget how soon these things were launched, but it's been less than about or a little over 5 years and over 5 billion songs. They have over 8 million tracks, and I did the math on this. It's what, 2.6 million songs every day that they've sold. 2.6 since iTunes started.
So million. We have to wrap up, but before we let you go, does this mean that the essential question of is the music industry going to die is resolved, meaning that people will pay for music, they're just going to pay for it online, or is that whole question of revenue for the music industry still very present?
Yeah, it's still very present. I don't think it's still very accurate. I think what this proves is that 5 billion songs is $5 billion. And so they are still saying that global music sales have dropped 8% to about $19.4 billion, according to the phonographic industry. So they are seeing some sales still decline, but you're seeing digital music rise. So I think these music labels are needing to get with the program and get over this fear of piracy and look at this saying, you know what, 5 billion songs, that's a lot of music that anyone could be buying. I mean, that's just, you know, at the end of the day, that's a lot of music to be purchased.
Mario, thanks so much.
Thank you, Farai.
Mario Armstrong is News and Notes regular technology contributor, and he joined us from the studios of the Baltimore Sun.